I think we've tracked down Tom Strader. Tom, are you there? Ah. Oh, Dave Janos, we have him on early. Okay, very good. Okay. So, David, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful. Tell us about some of the things you've been doing in reverse speech. I think we had you on is last week. And what's your main website?
Well, the main site is reversespeech.com, all in one word. R-E-V-E-R-S-E, speech. S-P-E-E-C-H.
Now, one of the things I think that should be evident to people is that a reverse speech is a major breakthrough in terms of psychology. There probably is a neuroanatomical basis for it. There's also probably a spiritual basis for it. You do consulting to businesses that want to know and discern when people are making deals what people are really saying. Because it turns out, and this is an interesting, I like to ask, I call tough questions that confound myself as well as others. What's the neuroanatomical basis for it?
Neuroanatomical basis for it?
Yeah. Oh. In other words, if somebody had a stroke, do they, almost like, you remember that movie that was out where, that Canadian comedian, he couldn't tell a lie for a day. I mean, he was always getting ahead by lying. And we see this with politicians and business people. If you can actually discern the truth when you're whether discussing a deal or working out problems in a family, you can often fix problems.
Right.
If you can discern the truth.
Yeah, I'm not totally sure how to answer the question. The evolutionary advantage of reverse speech is that it enables the psyche to be honest in spite of itself. And I think we are, as a species, we are designed to be honest and congruent. And reverse speech serves that function. It's also part of intuition because we're also hearing the reversals of each other all the time on an unconscious level.
Exactly. In other words, there's a part of our brain, I call it the collective consciousness or unconsciousness, where our brain probably is picking up the reverse speech from others and just knows intuitively something is true or not true, because they don't just hear the forward speech, they hear the congruity of reverse speech. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah. So what you've done is able to teach people. You have a whole network of people you've trained over the years. And a battalion, I guess, of them.
Sure.
And there's a number of projects that could be used for to solve all kinds of international problems or personal problems or corporate problems. Tell us some of the range of issues that you've been able to solve. For example, one of the most recent is over on the Rents Network. You had a team of not only remote viewers, but also I think you had Jim Mars, who's an excellent historian.
That's correct.
And
yes,
you all came congruently with the same kind of facts. So they need to go over to Rents to actually listen to that show. And Jeff does some amazing interviews.
Right.
Can you kind of fill in as to...
I can fill you in on that briefly, and in another month I can play all the reversals. I can't play them right now, but basically we completely analyzed the Kennedy assassination, and the results that I found in my reversals totally coincided with what Jim Mars has been saying for years and what Dick Allgaier had remote viewed, that it was a coup d'etat organized at the highest levels of the U.S. government. Lee Harvey Oswald was a patsy, just like he said he was.
Right.
There was a change of government in the United States, and it was internally organized.
So right. In fact, I had Roger Stone on after the show last week on Friday, and he's one of the senior authors about, you know, LBJ, the man who killed Kennedy, and I don't know if that's congruent with what you found. LBJ was just a point man with a lot of other parties involved, with the Israeli Mossad, the Mafia, and other parties who wanted to assassinate Kennedy. Yep. They were upset with him with the Bay of Pigs and the disaster where there wasn't proper air cover. Israelis wanted nuclear materials, and Kennedy was refusing. Yep. He was also Kennedy was also trying to bring in a new form of dollar to get rid of the Federal Reserve, so the bankers had a deal with him. And, of course, you know that the Kennedy family became wealthy with doing deals with the mob for decades, his father.
Absolutely.
And so he kind of ticked them off because they used to be his buddies, and there was some level of corruption that was still continuing. So you don't, you know, tick off your confreres. if right. you're still relying on them for various things in your political realm. Okay, so
well, this totally occurs with everything that I found, you know, and we found references to Israel being involved. I mean, it was a consortium of high-powered people, not just from the U.S. government, but from the Israeli government as well. I've got reversals that validate that,
right.
And a lot of it was set up by Hoover. And I mean, in the month I can play the reversals. They're really creepy, but you can go to the Rentsa site, and listen to the whole interview right now if you like.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Just on the front page.
It is, yeah. He's there on the front page. Yeah. I think, in fact, you need to get a membership to listen to his show, but I think he puts a lot of the reversals right in the front of Rentsa.com.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a free. It's on the front page on the right-hand right. column about halfway
now,
down.
See now, I'm going to propose a couple of other things that could be done with reverse speech. Reverse speech isn't just a narrow anatomical thing, because we raise questions it might be. There might be, quote, a evolutionary. I like to think of people, and this is kind of a broader view, I think that we are a sentient biological organism of human beings that spreads into the past, present, and future. Right? Now, have you ever heard of the Princeton research on prayer and healing? You ever heard of that project?
No, not really. No, I can't.
Okay, well,
say.
I'll just fill you in. It's kind of interesting because I heard about this many years ago, about 35 years ago. Uh-huh. And what they did is they were doing research and they actually had people pray for groups of different people, different cohorts. It turned out when they broke the study, half of the people they were praying for were in the past, not the present. And they actually looked at the outcomes and they did statistical analysis of outcomes, days in hospital, days of recovery, you know, death rates, etc. And they found that it didn't matter if they were praying for the past or the present. They actually had an improved outcome.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I'll explain why that is, okay? Because the worldview that people often consume of linearity of time, remember, the arrow of time moves forward because entropy moves forward, but negentropy moves in the opposite direction. Now, it's interesting that the spirit realm is negentropic. It's not entropic. It's order, okay? And it turns out if you look at the highest order of, say, Blackfriar Masons, the black mass and other things are actually all in reverse speech. Did you know that?
I know they do a lot of incantations backwards.
Yeah, but they're actually, yeah. But the incantations are forward speech that's actually reverse. Now, I'll give you a little background. I was a tinker as a kid. I did really funny things. You know, it's like, you mean as a kid you did that? Yes. My brother and I, Kevin, used to actually take reel-to-reel tape recorders. And we would play around with them because the father had all kinds of broadcast equipment and tubes and everything and real fancy reel-to-reel tape recorders. And I remember at four taking one apart and putting it back together. I said, how do you do that? I said, well, I was the kind of kid that could pull multiple things apart and put them back together. So we were taking tape and running through it, and we actually taught ourselves how to do reverse speech.
Huh, interesting.
So we would do it just for fun so people would know what we're saying. We could tell. Because we knew what the reverse speech was saying forward. And we talked to each other. Everybody would say, what the heck are you saying? And, of course, we knew what we were saying in reverse.
Right.
Now, what happens is I had a great uncle came to visit me, my grandmother's brother, who happened to be a Blackfriar Mason. He brought me a book of the Black Mass. And I started reading it. I realized he was actually reading the Lord's Prayer in reverse.
Oh, right, yeah.
Okay, now, people all know that when you listen to reverse speech, you say people like Barack Obama, you know, say, yes, we can. It's reverse speech, and you did this on the show, which is pretty dramatic, because it's not like fuzzy. It's real clear. Thank you, Satan. Thank you, Satan. Okay? I mean, some of the things you've done are beyond shocking, okay? I'm sure if you did reverse speech on Hillary Clinton, you'd find some really shocking things about what the kind of things she says, maybe in her speeches to Goldman Sachs and others where she won't release her transcripts. But the audio, taking the audio out and analyzing it.
Yeah, I'm doing a bit of work on Hillary Clinton right now, actually.
If you don't have it ready today, we'll have you back and talk about that. I'll give a spiritual explanation. It's like, remember through the Looking Glass, the book, years ago when you were a kid? When you go on the other side of the looking glass, everything's reversed, just like a reversal across a mirror.
Uh-huh.
Including speech. So the soul, whether it's an evil soul or a good soul or a spirit being, can't lie.
Right.
Okay? Which is one of the reasons why in Masonry you have to what's called hoodwink. In other words, you have to tell the profane, people that don't understand what's really going on, exactly what you're going to do in both not only quoted documents, but an actual public. But people, the average person in the public doesn't believe it, so it proves to the high-level Masonic or secret order, either a white or dark order, that because you don't understand, you're profane, therefore you deserve to be the victim of whatever scheme they have, whether it's good or bad.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Isn't it? In other words, it's a spiritual truth that literally evil on the spirit realm or good can't lie. Interesting,
right.
Eh? Now, yeah. Lying, in the sense, I think, is almost like an adaptive thing that the higher brain has developed to lie in violation to the collective consciousness. Because remember, if your subconscious mind always understands intuitively the truth when people are speaking to you, and you try to silence that, it means you don't have what you call your intuitive skills are not tuned up. But I think all of us, even as children, with sounds and so on, know when people are saying truth to us or not.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So I think it's, in other words, a collective, I wouldn't say evolutionary, but I'd say a collective creative thing that we are collectively an organism. In other words, we're not just individual people like cells. We're collectively an organism that's not only in the present, but also stretches into the past and future, because we have three components to us. We're a negentropic body, or spirit. We're an entropic body or physical body that's literally decaying, so there's a timeline. And we also have a higher self that exists in what I call the eternal now, where there is no time, present or past or future, or dimensions, which is where, you know, we talk about the God exists. So collectively, if you actually look in the Bible, and this is something I've tried to explain to people, the queen of heaven, which is the female side, the yang side of God, is actually us collectively. We aren't capable of lying in the spirit realm, good or bad.
Right.
And what's interesting is if you can get rid of all lies, you can also solve most problems. Whether it's a corporate problem or a scientific problem, for example, most of the scientists are in a collective, let's say at a university. And I found this out interestingly. When a scientist starts doing research on a topic, they won't change directions or they'll lose their professorship. So if you could get a bunch of scientists to do reverse speech and analyze them, you'd find all the cognitive dissonance that they're suffering from that prevents them from finding a cause or cure for cancer or a cure for a financial problem. In other words, the skills that you've developed with this technology allow you to literally solve many of the problems of science, geopolitics, finances, whatever, apply. But you need a huge battalion of guys and ladies that are trained by you to do this, which you mentioned before off air is a big problem, right?
Right. Well, you've got a training class starting June 19th, so we're looking for people to get...
That's why I wanted to do an intro on this, because how do you do that? How do you sign up? You go to reversespeech.com, and where's that class?
Go to reversespeech.com, and click on the training tab, okay? And we just changed the site today. Let me just have a quick look.
And that's an online training, too, so you can be anywhere on Earth.
Just click on the training courses. Okay, and that'll take you straight to it. Yeah, June 19th, and it's online. Yes, it's online, so you sit at your computer.
Yeah, I like to use the analogy and metaphor, because I find when I teach, the best way to teach, like the ancient Greek philosophers, is questions. Uh-huh. But the most important thing, I think, is this is what you discovered, because you saw a pattern here years ago, and you're probably what I call the lead discoverer. It's almost like what you discovered is equivalent to Einstein's discovery of special relativity. In the truth or spirit realm. That's how important this is. Because the lack of truth is what's destroying our civilization.
You're absolutely right.
That's what it is. I mean, people say, for example, if people told the truth, for example, about Islam, 99% of Muslims are too passive because their religion has this kind of lifestyle thing that compresses them so that the very tiny 0.1%, 0.5% of extreme Muslims are going crazy because no one will restrain them. Just like the average person in, say, Nazi Germany, before Nazi Germany arose, was a decent German, and they were too passive to actually stop the Nazis from taking over and pushing everything over the edge. The same way with scientists, the medical profession is so bought into the idea of making the business of treating cancer, they don't want somebody to kind of break their monopoly up and change the paradigm so the problem is solved, because it ruins the business model.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So, in other words, what you've discovered helps to break what I call people playing with their mental blocks. Whether it's a relationship in a family or people trying to make a corporate deal. I was watching Silicon Valley last night, and I'm thinking, you know, this corporate manipulation that occurs, and the lies in a business. I mean, this is, your service is an incredibly valuable service. If you had people recording a number of, you know, board meetings and people talking, you can go back and analyze those clips, and I'm sure you can say, this is what very clearly came out from this individual at this meeting, this came out from this individual, and this is their overall impression. You can't be absolute, but I'm sure you can come up with some things sometimes that are so anomalous you say, wow. Can you give any examples of that?
Oh, well, sure. You know, actually, I've just done a whole show on business reversals. Yeah, let me pull some examples up. See if I can.
Yeah, let's do that.
See if I can pull some examples up for you real quick. Okay, for oh gee whiz, I can't play that one on the air.
it's got some obscenities, right? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Here's a tame one. Here's a guy talking about opening up a branch of his business in the United States. This is an Australian guy. So right. here we go. Oops, hang on. Whoop. No, I turn my sound off. Right.
Yeah, in Australia, we're charging $1,500 for 3 days. Over there, it'd be $1,500 US for 3 days.
Oh, wow.
So that is exciting for me.
Right.
I've got some contacts over there, and that's really where I'd like to go.
And this guy, we play his reverse, and he says, start off with it, it will be profit.
Start off with it.
Wow, that's pretty clear, isn't it?
That's pretty clear. And that's his own unconscious. He's tapping into his unconscious wisdom that recognizes that this will be a successful business. And, of course, you can just as likely get something that says the opposite. This won't work. And that's happened to me many times.
Now, have you done some reversals of some of our politicians? Because, give you an example, one of my favorite politicians that kind of makes your skin crawl is Ted Cruz. He reminds me of the grandfather on the Munsters, Eddie Munster's vampire grandfather. Yeah. But, you know, he's got a high creep index. In fact, I had Roger Stone on. He said, I wouldn't let my granddaughter or my daughter be near him. So I would imagine some reversals are kind of show you. His forward speech is a little scary, you know, when he says, I'm going to carpet bomb all these guys. Yeah. But I'm sure his reverse speech shows some things that are like, ooh, I hope he didn't say that. Did he really say that?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, here's a cut on Ted Cruz. Here's a Ford's.
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
I am from New York.
Well, you're from New York, so you might not.
This one says, I'll be destroying our freedom.
I'll be destroying freedom.
You got that?
My. My. Yeah, he looks like that. He's a nascent Nero. How's that?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah, wow. Back in a minute.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from takefromcaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means. David Merlin. Visit Take From C.
I believe we're reaching what I call, you know, the apocalypse is not a bad time necessarily alone. It's a good time. I think that the, you know, we're at the time of the end of what I call a secular age of ignorance, where we're in a, where I call the side of Virgo. We're in a Virginian or basically childlike state that doesn't really understand the nature of the universe. And I tell people, one of the important things is to realize that relationship with the Creator God and with each other and all living things trumps religion. I usually call it real lies going on. And when you get the truth about reverse speech and get the truth about the nature of the universe, a lot of the things that are the basis for evil, because evil is basically the absence of good, not the opposite of it. Just the same way as lies, which are, you know, forward speech that's not going to grow up with reverse speech, is the absence of truth. So when you bring truth into a situation, whether it's a business deal or a relationship or a marriage or anything, or a scientific endeavor, which is why the scientists aren't discovering, because psychologically they're playing with their mental blocks. So the application of what you have has a lot of applications of virtually every aspect of life. And a lot of divisions between people. For example, if we want to advance, say, Islam, so I call de-Islamifies or removes the violent portions of Muhammad and gets more real, which a lot of Muslims in America want to do. That's why they're here in America, and they're engineers and doctors and other people. They don't want to believe in jihad and violent revolution. They don't want to believe in Hiraj or coming in here to invade so they can take over. They don't want to necessarily force Sharia law on everybody else and make sure that they're enslaved. It's the extreme elements because they're so passive. And the biggest problem, I think, in our society is we have a passive society that puts up with lies and evil. And because we tolerate lies and evil, we suffer. And that's where your technology comes in to help reverse that process. If you remove the lies and the evil, everything starts to fix, starts to settle by itself. So let's talk about some of the things you offer. You offer your course. It's going to be, what date is it again?
It's on a Sunday. Sunday.
Wonderful. So is it on like weekend days, so somebody can have the regular job and still do the course then?
Right, yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, you do the right. course on Sunday and go and do your job during the week. A lot of my students are working and do the course part.
Now, can you set up a project where you can contract them to, if you need, let's say, need 100 or 200 of your students that are certified now to do a particular project, like, you know, I call a Manhattan Truth Project on things like.
Oh, right. Well, I've actually set an assignment for the year two class. It's just starting next month. Their assignment is to solve the assassination of Robert Kennedy. Was it really a lone gunman? Was there anyone else involved? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll see. So that's their project. We'll see what they come up with.
And you know, the thing is, on an absolute level, I believe our collective unconscious or superconscious mind actually knows already the answer. Just that it hasn't percolated to the conscious level.
Right. Well, you can ask the right questions either.
Yeah, if you ask the right questions and you pull out the forward and reverse speech eventually. So that's really cool. So you got to already sign that kind of project. Now, of course, eventually you'll come on a program like Rants or perhaps this to kind of report that, say, after they do it later this year. What other applications are you finding you can use this reverse speech for that you didn't think of 5 or 10 years ago?
Oh, I didn't think of 5 or 10 years ago. I've had a lot of applications for a long time, but not too many people have come along and taken advantage of it. I've got a guy I've just started doing analysis work for now, and he's in the financial markets, and we're analyzing key financial figures on the price of gold, what's going to happen in the future of stocks, and getting just some amazing reversals. I'm not at liberty to disclose, I don't think.
Right, exactly. But Here's my theory about it. When you look at these reversals, what people should realize is the universe as we know it on our, I call our entropic level, is actually a hologram created by the negentropic or the spirit or consciousness realm that's the next realm above us. And in fact, so when you're looking at reversals, you look at truth-telling of the elements of we call reality, they're actually creating our hologram. Pretty cool. It means you can look at financial cycles and say, hey, time to get in or out of gold or a specific corporate stock.
Yep.
Yeah. You don't have a newsletter on that yet, though, but maybe you should.
Oh, maybe I should. One of the many things I should do.
You shouldn't just need a battalion of people to do all the reversals and put it all together with your financial experts.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the fall winter specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. Herbalhealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
We want to take some calls now if anybody out there wants to know about Reverse Beach. I think it's like what I call part of the apocalypse. It's unveiling a different aspect of the nature of the universe and what we are as beings. And I think what you've discovered is really important, because it's important for us as we advance. We're heading toward what I call the biological singularity. I'm working on a project with Dr. Ron Klatz, where I'll be presenting my paper this November in Las Vegas. And I have a theory about the process we call aging. And disease, it goes right down to quantum physics of solid biological matter systems, which are not only humans, but all living things. And I worked out the quantum energy transfer equations 35 years ago, presented to a panel of biophysicists, and built the first what's called morphogenic field machine, which I have patents on in 1986. And now I've gotten to the point where I actually can pull off the treatment frequencies for the Russian Metatron, and the quantum theory to explain it. So what we're dealing with is we're in 5 to 20 years, to what's called a biological singularity, where humans won't age anymore. You'll die of stupid things like accidents, starvation, violence, and gamma bursts. We're also at the informational super singularity. And of course, if you take people, like Ray Kurzweil, who unfortunately takes what I call a neo-humanist, atheistic view. And again, atheism is not consistent with the nature of observational reality. Most atheists, by the way, 67% to 78% believe in God, but they don't want to describe what God is. That's an actual fact, believe it or not. So the strange anomaly, say, how can atheists say they believe in God? They think that whatever public religion out there doesn't properly describe it, so they don't like the descriptions. It's kind of a strange anomaly, but that's the facts. So what you're doing when you do your project is you're actually saying, it's important to know what it is to be a human being. It's important to know what the truth is. It's important to also know that if we have the truth, we won't, be superseded by a super intelligent, quantum supercomputer, because we're heading toward what we call the intelligence singularity as well as the biological singularity. We don't want to become pets in a matrix.
Right.
And we also need to realize that we are collectively an organism. The reason why we war with each other, we disagree with each other, we have thousands of different religious viewpoints, even within Christianity or Judaism or Islam or whatever other religion, is because we have incomplete knowledge. If we had complete knowledge, there wouldn't be any religions at all. We just have a knowledge of what we are and what God is.
Right.
The same way as business truth. You want to make a business deal? If everybody told the truth, you wouldn't make deals that wouldn't work, and you'd make deals that do work.
Right. That's true. I know.
And so tell us what projects you'd like to see down the road, because we talked on the break that, I'm a bit of a mathophile. I could actually work out some parameters to make AI software so you could actually do reverse speech. You have a reverse speech app, by the way, that you can record and play it backwards so you can hear the sound. But I'd like to see an AI system where the actual computer could pull the reverse speech and pull together and do what's called idea mapping. And if you can do that, you can create an idea map that would say, oh, I got thousands of hours of corporate board meetings or political talks and conferences by all the pundits that are actually talking. And you can actually pull out idea maps and find out what the truth is. Because collectively, we all know the truth. It's just that it's hidden from our conscious minds.
Right. Well, I'd love to get some software to find reversals, because the most difficult part of reverse speech, of course, is the hours and hours and hours of work. It's just endless hours.
Yeah, it's like building the pyramids. You need physical grunt work in order to go through these hours, and then you have to very well trained and listening ear in order to properly discern it, because you teach the techniques, almost like a pianist or a violinist, to teach them how to do concert violin so it actually sounds right. You have to actually tell us about that process of teaching people, because, when you get these really crisp reversals, that's the long after a lot of searching and proper definition of how to actually listen to that, to those reverse speech phenomes, you want to call it.
What, the actual process of listening to it?
How do you train them? In other words, in your courses, you're training people to get tune their ear to the reverse speech so they can discern what they're saying.
Yeah, well, it's actually quite a difficult process because imagination plays a big part, and you've got to learn to recognize the gene reversals amongst the gibberish. And so a lot of my training I spend a lot of time emphasizing consonants and vowel sounds and syllable counts and beginnings, endings of words, and there's several other factors that they've got to learn in order to recognize a genuine reversal, and I'm really hard on making sure it's actually there, that others can hear it, that it's right. Not just something that you can hear. Otherwise, it's useless. You know, others have got to right. be able to. There's got to be a nice, clear phrase, and the imagination factor is very high, I must admit. So that's a big.
Interesting. This works across all languages too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, all languages we've looked at so far, but, I would imagine it does work across all languages, sure.
Now, you haven't found a medical condition where it doesn't work, which means it's probably not just a neuroanatomical basis. So if someone had a left-sided stroke, it doesn't mean that their lying brain or left brain is able to still lie. Their reverse speech will still be incongruent with their forward speech, right?
Absolutely. Definitely. I've done work on AIDS patients with Alzheimer's and found remarkably clear reversals in just undecipherable forward speech.
In other words, the forward speech is all scrambled because they're getting the damage to their forward speech brain centers, but the reverse speech is pretty clear.
Right. Very clear. Right.
Which means what you're dealing with, you're probably dealing with what I call the spirit brain. This is anatomically the fact. Remember, 1,000 years ago, a Catholic anatomist actually discovered the pineal gland, which is why you can go around Rome and you'll see all these things that look like pine cones. Because the pineal gland actually is the physical anatomical location which releases melatonin and all the other peptides that regulate the patient nuclei. And what I've discovered recently, and I'll just say this on air so that people know that I'm the one that discovered it, that the basal nuclei actually create biophotonic frequencies that make all your organs differentiate genetically to be their organs. So if you take out somebody's liver, after a few days it stops being a liver. It needs the biophotonic frequencies from the base of the brain to actually continue to be a hand or a heart or a liver. So your brain is actually creating these basal nuclei frequencies, biophotonic frequencies, and they're paced by your pineal gland. It's interesting. The pineal gland is also the attachment in the book of Genesis to the cord of living waters called the silver cord that actually connects you to your higher self. So the silver cord, actually, if you see somebody in a near-death experience, and I've resuscitated many thousands of people, they'll tell you they can see the silver cord as they head down the tunnel of light. That silver cord is the, if that cord breaks, they can't come back. You know, so interestingly, it's almost like a diver, you know, the old diver bells where you go in water. This is like your diver bell to the physical world. If the diver bell breaks, you're not going back.
Right.
The cord breaks, you know, you no longer have an oxygen thing running under your bell. That's interesting, eh?
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
So reverse speech is really cool. So the course is this, what other projects are you going to be doing over at other shows? Like you have Rents, you do other programs probably in Australia and here in America.
Oh, yeah, not as many as I used to. Back in the 90s, I used to do a lot of shows, and I really don't do many shows at all nowadays. I'm not too sure exactly why. It's disappointing. The reverse speech has got to get...
We're going to have you on here more regularly, and in fact, if we can chase down a nonlinear programmer, I can give this some ideas, because... As I say, I'm a mathophile, and I can give them ideas on how to do nonlinear programming so they can give you the software you need to compress thousands of hours down to seconds to actually create reverse speech idea maps. And, I have various skill sets, let's put it that way. I can help you guys do that. Because I think what you have is you need literally tens of thousands of people to do what you want, and you want high levels of accuracy, and you want specific parameters to make sure that it adheres to all your rule-making, which you've discovered from 30-plus years of doing the actual grunt work to figure out those, if you want to call it, those corollaries of how to do this.
Yeah, well, it's really, you've really hit worked on, probably my biggest disappointment in the whole field, that there's just so few people doing it. You know, you look at other modalities like NLP and EFT, and they seem to have thousands of practitioners all over the world, and, you know, I'm struggling to get a half a dozen, you know.
Well, you know what I find really funny about that? Neurolinguistic programming is literally like an orphan daughter or son of reverse speech, because NLP is basically trying to say, hey, we're going to speak into your subconscious mind with NLP, which you have various practitioners like Barack Obama. You can tell from the cadence of his words.
So,
it's a form of hypnotism, and neurolinguistic program is a way to create a cadence state so you can actually speak into through someone's sensory band into their subconscious mind and planned ideas or perspectives that ordinarily wouldn't grow there. And that's why he's looking at it. We look at Barack. This guy's an NLP master, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. In other words, I call it Lie Master. That's why my term for Barack is, I call him the Lying King. Do you like that?
Yeah,
lying?
Well,
L-Y-I-N-G. So the Lion King, the Lying King. Yeah, yeah. So that's pretty cool. So I will have you on here regularly because I wanted to give you projects. Do you have any more reversals for politicians you want to play now? So we still have lots of time left.
Let me see what...
ones without obscenities. I'm sure some of them are going to be a little obscene, but non-obscenity ones.
We won't play them, because then you won't be like...
Yeah, so. We don't want to upset people too much. No, we want to upset them just a little bit so they realize that they're being a politician. Yeah.
Here's a little bit insight into Hillary Clinton. Here's the forwards.
And that's the way primaries develop. Whoever it is that is going to, you know, make it through the preliminaries, the debates, the early contests, you're going to keep moving.
And she says backwards, Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
Hillary's scared.
How about that, hey?
Hillary's scared.
So she puts on this bold front, but deep down inside, she's
a scared little girl.
Quaking inside.
Yeah.
And here, while we're looking to Hillary, here's another one.
We need you to keep volunteering. I hope you will join the 1.1 million people who've already contributed at HillaryClinton.com.
Nice and positive fours, but back when she says, now help no one.
No one.
Wow. But, in other words, is she implying that she's not getting help from anybody?
Well, she's not helping anyone. She's got nothing to offer. Nothing.
Right. In other words, she's basically so corrupt, she's really going to maintain the status quo, and she's not going to help anybody with whether fixing health care or the economy or the border or anything. She's going to, continue with it. That's disturbing. Right. And, of course, I think forward speech, the people that support Bernie Sanders know that. The people that support Trump, who has solutions and ways to get it done, know that. And the public, basically, I think their level of discernment and their level of desperation is getting pretty high now, which is why you see this, what I call, the first time I think in an election cycle, I see people kind of really waking up. It's almost like, as I say, I learned this from my surgery buddies. You take surgical tongs and you grab the patient and pinch them to see if the anesthesia is good enough that you can start cutting. If it's not good enough, you're going to get punched in the face.
Right.
People are getting punched in the face now, so they realize like, whoa, bad stuff's going to happen now, because we've been lied to the point now where everything's going to go crazy. Any more reversals?
Look, you know what? I should show you a couple on Reince Priebus.
Reince. Yeah, this guy's a ticket. Yeah, go ahead.
This guy's classic. Here he is. We'll run this forwards.
First of all, just so everyone knows, I talk to all the candidates, and I meet, in fact, Kasich's people are coming in today. I talk to Ted Cruz.
And here he says, we...
Menace today.
Oh, my. And that's exactly what the RNC's been doing. They gave away, what was Wyoming, 38, 35 delegates or something like that?
Yeah, I know. It's really obscene.
Colorado, I can't remember now.
They're basically giving the public that voted and went on to the primaries a middle finger.
Absolutely right.
It's a terrible thing. Yeah. And most people, in a sense, the damage to the idea of a functioning democracy is that your vote counts. If your vote doesn't count, what are you doing? Is it a form of a fraud? So we really have a dictatorship by an elite, which is a new set of royals from the British Empire of the UK that we escaped. It's disturbing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very disturbing. Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, we, America, the greatest democracy in the world, is probably the greatest corrupt democracy in the
world. Actually, I'm going to respell it. Instead of democracy, I'm going to call it D-U-M, dumbocracy. How's that? Because it's so corrupt, you see, we are choking on lies and corruption. Choking on it. Which is why our nation can't build a jet. I mean, a jet that should cost in Russia, say, $20 million, costs $240 million here because one little part's been in one town because of, you know, corporate and Senate and Congress corruption. And then the designers make it so that it couldn't outfight a MiG-29 fighter of 30 years ago and is a platform for shooting off weapons, but is a sitting platform to be blown up. So if you talk, and I have talked, I work with the guys at Lockheed Martin and so on and all these skunk works and so on. I was their doctor. I talked to them, and they're kind of like in a state of shock. They're really concerned because we create these financial black holes, like, for example, the THAAD, or Theater Air Defense, which is a missile that hit a missile with a titanium alloy bullet. There's no explosives on it. So if it doesn't accurately hit it, or they have a system we call a death ray system where they have these things down the White Sands missile base, they don't have enough of them deployed to be a U.S. space shield. So then they have the nanoparticle upper atmosphere tropospheric interferometry system to knock out guidance systems of missiles. And I asked the director of Missile Command, I said, you know, how long will it be before this actually works? He said, well, I'm going to tell you straight up because you got classified clearance, 2045 and $76 trillion with a T. I said, so you have a black hole like an event horizon that's sucking in cash and you don't have any protection. So you have a ministry of offense, which means you can attack and blow up people and destroy nations and destroy the troposphere and the ecosphere of the planet. But you have no defense. You don't have underground shelters. You don't have a real missile defense system against EMP or anything. So, you know, the problem is lack of truth is what's killing us. It's also driving policies that are stupid, whether it's health care. And people say, why do you have to insure health care? You know everybody's going to get sick, and eventually everybody's going to die unless we do life extension. It's everything to me is BS. There's not any sphere of anything, and that's why we're choking on lies.
No.
So what we want to do here in this program, and again, that's what we'll have you on regularly, is, and I've said this out there for people to challenge me, if they ask me a question in any sphere, on any area, from health to geopolitics to finance, whatever, I will provide them instantaneously either an answer or a framework to find an answer on air immediately on anything on Earth. Now, that's a big challenge, and the reason is because I've tapped into that collective consciousness. I know that it's not just for me. Everybody out there at some level of their consciousness or intuitiveness knows the truth. As I say, they call it the ring of truth. That's why you even go to a Buddhist monastery up in the mountains in Tibet. They have these prayer things spinning and the bells. They know there's a ring of truth, don't they? So reversespeech.com. We're back in a minute.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv, LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range, a perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv, LANDHO.TV right now.
Mike, I don't know if you're still there. Mike in Kentucky had a question to suggest.
Real quick, you perked my interest with this backmasking stuff, and I've been in broadcasting off and on for years. Back in 1999, I was doing a video show called Country Clips. Mutt Lang at the time, if you know him, I think he's associated with Led Zeppelin.
Oh, yeah.
And they did the back, you know. That's one, some young girl showed me how to do that on a record player back in the 80s.
The back mask.
There's a bustle in your hedgerow when you turn it backwards. It says Satan, sweet Satan, 666. I have no idea how they did that. Because, you know, but the same thing with this. Mutt Lang was the producer. It was called Rock This Country. It was her big kickoff tour in Dallas, you know, about the Dallas Cowboys. They have a big pentagram star, and she's on this stage, and they do a flyover with a blimp or something, and the camera rotates that star at the beginning, and at the end of the video, it rotates the opposite direction, and the only people that would see that probably is broadcasters that got the broadcast cassette.
And so it's actually reversal, yeah.
That gave me a clue. Huh, I wonder what this sounds like backwards, and I put it over into VHS, Super VHS broadcast deck that has a way to play it backwards at exactly the speed, you know, one speed backwards as opposed to forwards. I've got that up on YouTube, Shania Backwards Annotated. Listen to it with an Australian ear. I think it would be interesting to hear what you hear.
Yeah, if you want to send me the link, I can post it up. What to summarize, and I want to hear your response, David, and we'll have you back in the next week or two to talk about it. What they're doing is what's called radionic broadcasting to the collective consciousness. I don't want you to respond to that, because radionics is something people don't really understand. I do. And it's very important, because when you look at wizards and warlocks and all these other people, they're actually doing what I call radionic broadcasting. Go ahead.
Radionics is a field I'm very familiar with. I've used it myself. You can have a machine to do it.
In fact there's a gentleman that actually is helping me in some other areas, Jim, and we may bring him on to talk about that, because radionics, they often think, is witchcraft and craziness. No, when people do it with speech, they do it with media. For example, big blockbuster movies, backmasking on video, and that's why all the secret orders at the highest levels that are satanic secret dark orders all use reverse speech, actually, in their prayers and their incantations. They're all reverses.
I lost you.
Shania Backwards, if you want to search
for it. They're all backwards. In other words, all of the high-level order, free, you know, what we call dark, you know, satanic Masonic groups all use reverse speech in their prayers and incantations. They all do.
Well, this one forwards is bad enough, but when I flight it backwards, it's funny. But what email do I send it to?
Just go to contact us at NutriMedical.com, N-U-T-R-I-Medical.com, and there's a contact us, and just send it there. So, David, what do you think about the reverse thing and back and radionics? Because you obviously know something about this. So how would you fit that together?
Well, you know, backmarking has been around for many years. That's how I got into it.
You see, you're a master of many things, including that. That's wonderful. We need to get you back on the program, so I'll be in touch, and we'll get you back again. Your website is reversespeech.com. Your conference is coming up on 19th of June, and they can do it on Sundays. Become an expert. We'll talk about how reverse speech is opening up another aspect of the nature of what we are and reality. We'll be back again tomorrow, first hour, with Roger Stone, author about the Clintons and major advisor to Donald Trump and much, much more. And Sally Miller, whistleblower against the Clintons, will be on hour 3 tomorrow with Tim Alexander. You don't want to miss it.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.